Welcome to Just Breathe, Parenting Your LGBTQ Teen, the podcast transforming the conversation around loving and raising an LGBTQ child. My name is Heather Hester, and I am so grateful you are here. I want you to take a deep breath and know that for the time we are together, you are in the safety of the Just Breathe nest. Whether today's show is an amazing guest or me sharing stories, resources, strategies, or lessons I've learned along our journey, I want you to feel like we're just hanging out at a coffee shop having a cozy chat. Most of all, I want you to remember that wherever you are on this journey, right now, in this moment in time, you are not alone. Have you ever wished you could just bottle up this podcast and be able to reference your favorite nuggets whenever you need them? That's exactly why I wrote Parenting with Pride. It's filled with all of the stories, tools, and wisdom of Just Breathe, plus so much more. I cannot wait to get this book to you, and it will be available to ship on May 14th. But you can pre-order it now on your favorite online bookstore or click the link in the show notes. If you have a favorite independent bookstore nearby, ask them to order it. It is perfect for their Pride Month campaign. As much as I love bringing you this podcast, this book, Parenting with Pride, Unlearn Bias and Embrace, Empower, and Love Your LGBTQ Teen is next level. Part instruction manual, heart warm hug. It is what every parent, ally, and open-minded, curious listener needs. Order it today. Welcome back, my friends. If this is your first time here, I am delighted you found Just Breathe. We talk all things loving, raising, and empowering LGBTQ plus people. But at the core, it is a space for you to take a breath, quiet all of the noise around you, and just be. I've been fielding a lot of questions about my upcoming book, Parenting with Pride, Unlearn Bias, and Embrace, Empower, and Love Your LGBTQ plus Teen. So I thought I would take today's episode to answer them, because next episode, you get the treat of listening to Connor and Gray interview me about the book, our journey, and a few surprise questions that you will definitely be either entertained by or enlightened by, or maybe both. So over the past few years, I know I've mentioned little details here and there, the deeply organizational process of creating a book proposal pre-pandemic, reference to journaling and compiling research, the gratitude for my podcast guest introducing me to her publisher, and the subsequent delight when they offered me a contract. The intensity of the writing process, as well as the catharsis, mental, emotional, and spiritual processing, and the personal evolution that took place over not only those 18 months, but oh my goodness, really, the past 7, 8, 9 years, right? The editing, oh my goodness, that was a tough 7 months, partially because I never quite knew when the deadline was. It moved from June to September to finally the end of November, partially because, as all creatives can attest, it can be brutal to have something you've invested your heart, soul, and life into be shredded. And partially because I felt very alone in the process. I didn't have a writer's group or an agent to turn to ask questions of or just vent to. However, at this moment in time, I can tell you two things. One, I am very grateful for all I learned from my editor through my publisher, Familias Publishing. She pulled beautiful work from me. And two, I am ridiculously proud of this book, and I cannot wait for it to be available to you on May 14th, which is only 3 weeks away. So most of the questions I've received can be filtered into two categories: why and what. Broadly, my why for writing Parenting with Pride is consistent with all that I do. Everything that I do on this podcast, on the website, and my speaking and my coaching, everything. I do not want anyone to feel alone on this journey. I want parents, allies, and those who are curious to have the tools, strategies, and accurate information to transform. I want to provide a light and empowerment in a world that is chaotic and messy. The what covers the topics, the stories, the tools and strategies, the research, the process, and so on. The entire framework of the book is the four pillars, which, if you are a visitor of my website in any way or a listener of this podcast, you've heard me talk about them numerous times: embrace, educate, and unlearn bias, empower, and love. As I was developing the educate pillar, we realized that much of the work and sharing there actually revolved around unlearning our biases. So that is why that became part of pillar two, educate. Because the word bias can be activating for some, I want to be clear that we all have biases. It is not an attempt to point fingers or shame anyone. Unlearning bias is something every one of us have to do. So, in a nutshell, this is what you're going to get: self-care and grounding tools in embrace, lots of specific stories, research, and strategies around the coming out process for your child and for you, dialing in on the kind of support you and your family need, understanding mental health, self-harm, suicide risk, and substance use. Again, each of these with lots of actionable tools. You'll have a deeper understanding of empowerment, effective communication, and leaning into your intuition. And finally, think of love as not only what encapsulates the other three pillars, but cannot be felt or given unconditionally without those pillars. I'm going to say that one more time because I think it's really, really important, and it's something that I really fully felt, discovered, just experienced along this journey. I want you to think of love as not only what encapsulates the other three pillars, the embrace pillar, the educate and unlearn biases, the empower pillar, but know that it cannot be felt or given unconditionally without those pillars. The appendices include a super in-depth glossary and several pages of additional resources. This book is my heart, my family's gift of vulnerability and truth, and I cannot wait for you to read it. I'm actively working to get it into as many independent bookstores as possible, so if you have a favorite one, let me know so I can reach out to them. Pre-order it for yourself, your family members, and those you know it would benefit. If this podcast, Just Breathe, means something to you, it would mean so much to me if you would take 30 seconds to do two things. First, please follow or subscribe to the show by just clicking on the plus sign or the word follow wherever you listen to your podcasts. And second, if you would be willing to share a 5-star review and rating, I would be so grateful. It isn't just a nice thing for others to read. It actually helps this podcast get in front of those who need it most. I so appreciate you being part of the Just Breathe community. Big, big hugs to you all. Until next time. Does the thought of using pronouns respectfully or understanding certain terms in conversation make your palms sweat a little? No one likes that deer in headlights moment. So many of you have emailed me with questions on this topic, so I thought I'd put together a free guide so you can have all of this info just a click away. Pronouns Made Easy covers pronouns, of course, but also includes information on some of the most common confusing words and concepts, as well as a list of timely resources. Who can say no to a free lifeline, right? Just click on the link in the show notes or on the gorgeous graphic on the Chrysalis Mama homepage, and a free copy of Pronouns Made Easy and a huge sigh of relief will land in your inbox. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful for a rating or a review. Click on the link in the show notes or go to my website, chrysalismama.com, to stay up to date on my latest resources, as well as to learn how you can work with me. Please share this podcast with anyone who needs to know that they are not alone, and remember to just breathe. Until next time.